Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Roll it.
Hey, welcome to the Morning Wolfpack Share Your Salary podcast. My name is Matt McAllister. This is the Monday edition, by the way. Emily's here.
Hi.
Slow Joe.
Yo, yo.
Hope you guys had a great weekend. And before we talk about whatever else, take a listen to who we had on today for Share Your Salary. Judicial court reporter Joanne.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
Dude, you're not supposed to ask someone how much money they make.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that insurance brokerage account manager Julie's making $74,000 a year. Okay, on the phone with us this morning, and this should be really interesting, is Joanne, who lives in Shoreline. Good morning, Joanne. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary, by the way, and keeping the conversation alive and kicking. It's great, and we really appreciate you doing it.
All right. You bet.
Joanne is a judicial court reporter.
Yes.
So we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions, Joanne, in that amount of time. When we're done, we'll play a song. We'll collect our thoughts. We'll come back. We'll all guess what we think you make, just kind of our in-studio fun contest. And then you're going to tell everybody, Joanne, you're going to share your salary.
Okay.
All right. That's how the game works. I'm going to put 60 seconds on the clock. Em, you ready?
Yes.
Let's fire off these questions. Begin.
So are you like a stenographer?
Exactly. Yes, I am.
How long have you been doing this, Joanne?
I have been doing this 23 years total.
Wow. Did you have to have any training to get into this?
Yes, I went to vocational school for about 4.5 years.
What's the machine called that you write everything down on?
A stenographic writer.
Is this paid hourly or salary?
I work in court, so I'm paid salary plus transcript income.
Oh, nice. Are you assigned to a certain judge or a courtroom?
Yes, I am. In my county, yes.
Do you have to transcribe at home after hours?
Yes, I do.
How many times do you hear out of order in the course of a week?
Not too many, actually.
How far behind are you on translating?
Oh, I'm right on top of it. I'm behind maybe a second.
Wow. Do you have arthritis in your fingers?
No, but I do get pretty tired by the end of the day.
I mean, how far behind are you? I'm transcribing.
We are all out of time. All right, Morning Wolfpack, if you want to jump in here and help us out, you know, we look to you every day. I use one of your guesses every day as my guess. So be sure and put your name and where you live on your guess when you text it into 46150. How much do you think Joanne in Shoreline is making every year as a judicial court reporter? Here's the cool news. We're going to play the song. We're going to find out in 3 minutes when she shares her salary. Coming up next.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister, 100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Joanne. She lives in Shoreline, and she is a judicial court reporter. Emily, what else did we just learn?
So she's been doing this for 23 years. She went to a vocational school for about 4 years to learn how to do this, and she used a stenograph because she's a stenographer, and she gets paid salary plus transcribing hours or transcript hours.
Okay, again, I've been on a little bit of a roll. I won the last time, so I got to go first. I'm going to use Kayla's text. She's out of Auburn this morning, and I agree with Kayla because longevity is the key to making a lot of money. 23 years? You out your mind? $115,000 is Kayla's guess.
Wow.
Oh, you betcha. You can't just pluck any Tom, Dick, or Harry off the street and have them to use the stenographer machine like that. 115, Kayla, love you. Appreciate the guess. Emily, over to you.
Well, I do think that the 23 years plays into it, but I'm not going to go nearly as high. I'm going to go 72.
All right, and Slow Joe.
I think you're
both on the right track with the 23 years. I'm going to go 92, somewhere right in the middle.
Well, we do have a nice spectrum of guesses, Joanne. 72, 92, and 115, but who cares? We really want to know what you make, how much you make every year as a judicial court reporter. Joanne, it is time to share your salary. What is the number?
My salary at the county is $100,000, but I also earn money for the transcripts that I produce.
Okay, so we just need a salary at the end of the year. What is on your W-2? How much you make?
$130,000 last
year.
Good for you. Wow.
Man, those transcripts really come into play.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so I watched a Criminal Minds, and it was about a guy that did this. And they walk into his apartment, and he's got boxes. They say most people that doing your job are months behind from putting it into your own language to what we could read. Is that true?
Not anymore. We're very high tech and everything comes up on the computer. There is a lot of editing that happens afterwards, but you'd have to be very backlogged with trials to be that backlogged. I'm pretty much on it. We're given 60 days to do appeals.
And Joanne, what is the craziest thing you've ever seen happen that you had to write down into your machine in a courtroom?
Oh, boy. I don't know if I can say that on the air.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Just lots of defendants yelling at judges and using very inappropriate words.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you have to write down the inappropriate words. Shame. Everything. That's shameful. Oh, that's horrible. All right, Joanne. Listen, we love you. Thanks so much for being a part of the Morning Wolf Pack and for being on for Share Your Salary. We appreciate you. And thank you again for letting everybody know. Man, this if you can stick with a job for 23 years, I don't care what it is, you're going to get paid.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. See you in court.
There you go. Boom. You know, it's funny, too, when you ask a question, you're like, hey, what's that machine called? Because she's a stenographer. What's the machine called? It's called a stenography machine. Oh, because I thought it would be something really cool. Like, you know, when you go to the shoe store and they measure your foot?
Yeah.
That's called the Brannick device because some guy named Brannick invented it. That's his last name. So I thought it'd be like the whisperator. Or,
yeah.
Like, even when you get divorced, you got to put in all your numbers into this machine. It's called the decimeter. Like, huh. I thought it'd have a cool name.
Well, I think it's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, it does have a cool name.
But it's very obvious. I wish it'd be called like the daffodil or the plucky bottom.
At least it wasn't like the court reporter typewriter or something like that, you know?
All right, before we talk about our weekends, and I really want to know what went on in your all's weekends as well, why don't you do your shout out now, Joe, so we don't forget.
Thank you. I appreciate that. My mom will appreciate it too because today is her birthday. So happy birthday, Mom.
Happy B-Day.
Don't ask me how old because
she's young.
She's
53.
It's close.
You know, today is also my in-law's anniversary. They've been married for 40 years
today.
Yay,
happy anniversary.
40 years.
That's awesome.
And they don't listen to this, so you can say whatever you want, but that's just, those are,
I mean, your in-laws.
Nanny and Poppy are the greatest, but 40 years.
You know what?
They've been through a lot, too.
So you just reminded me of something. It's related to Poppy, and I was just telling you guys how I slept really poorly on Saturday night. So I was having all these weird dreams. One was about some family stuff. It was about my mom, and I didn't even tell her, Mom, don't ask me about that.
She's going to ask you about it.
She's going to ask me about it, but whatever. We'll get there. So I woke up from this dream really upset, and then I went back to sleep and I had another dream that also made me really upset for some reason that I don't understand. But the dream was, and I remember it vividly, that Matt, your wife, Vanessa, handed me, I can't remember what the event was. I felt like my birthday or something, but your wife handed me an envelope full of cash and said, listen, this is from Poppy, and I don't care what you say. You have to take it because he knows you're in a really tough position. This isn't charity. Just take the money. And I was like so touched and like literally I woke up in tears for some. I was crying in my dream because like you'd given me this money for something. I don't know what or I don't know why I needed it, but I needed it so badly, and I was so touched that he'd given me all this money, and then I woke up like crying. It was bizarre.
Well, listen, I don't mean to burst your bubble, but I'm related to him, and he ain't ever given me anything. Yeah. Poppy, freeloader.
He's handing out cash in my dreams.
That's funny, because I had a dream about my wife as well. Yeah. Mine was more of a nightmare. I woke up like the cold sweat where you got to wash your sheets.
Yeah.
But I dreamed that she forgot to tell me that meanwhile in my dream, he's on a soccer team, and forgot to tell me about the game on purpose so I would miss it and be a bad parent. But it's all because I'm watching this television show. You'll see it on Netflix called The Stranger.
I started it.
And you guys would be proud of me because I binge watched it.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
On Saturday afternoon into the evening, I watched the whole thing.
How many episodes do you figure?
Eight or 10. They're like 45 minutes a piece. I'd watched a couple already, but I think I watched like five or six in a row.
And you're also reading the book, right?
Right, which brings me to my next point. Don't do that.
Yeah. Finish the book first. Yeah.
I know. I thought, you know, because I was like 150 pages into the book, I'll just watch the first episode and see what it's like.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't stop watching it. And now I tried to read the book last night and none of it makes sense because the book and the movie are totally different.
Right.
Not totally different, but they're very different. So now, like, some of the characters are the same, but the same things don't happen and I'm totally confused.
Yeah.
And I realize I just ruined the book, which, by the way, is written by Harlan Coben, one of our favorite authors. I couldn't help but notice that he's letting his daughter write some of the episodes for the show.
Oh, cool.
So there were a couple. I don't know, but I'm assuming it was like Melissa Coben. I'm just assuming she wrote. It says like she's a writer. So, you know, anyway, but the show, I don't know if you guys, I thought it was really, really good, obviously.
Did you? Okay, so I started it. I've got so much crap I'm trying to watch, but one of those days I was like sitting down to work and just needed to put something on, so I started it, and I think I got maybe an episode in, and I was feeling it, like I liked it, but there was something that I had on my actual list, so I haven't gone back to it yet. So you say it's good.
I loved it. Okay. You have to do subtitles. I did because it's pretty heavy English accent, so I did subtitles. And some of the words they use are not words.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
But, and see, watch the whole thing and then let's talk, because for me, I felt like there were two things going on at once. And at the end of it, I started thinking about it this morning and I'm like, wait a minute. I don't think those two things had anything to do with each other. So I was a little, I don't know if they did the show bad or I just don't get why they went together.
All right.
Okay,
I'll
there's two things. But anyway, M, you've been quiet so far. Your weekend, highlights, lowlights?
Well, my weekend was fun. We did the Costco date, and we were supposed to do the bowling thing, and that got canceled. So that was, you know, surprisingly, I didn't cancel. It had nothing to do with me. I kept my mouth shut.
How relieved were you?
I was relieved, but I didn't. I kept my mouth shut.
Okay, no, wait. It got canceled or you guys didn't
we
go?
We bailed.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We bailed.
It's two different things.
Because it was the anniversary of Andrew's father's death, and he just woke up and he was like, I'm not feeling it. So he has a tradition of going to St. James Cathedral and lighting a candle for his dad. So we did that and then walked around Cap Hill. So
you guys should have come over.
Well, I texted you, but he wasn't, like, that was the whole thing, he didn't want to. Yeah.
He wasn't festive.
Yeah.
Right.
Doesn't feel like visiting.
Yeah.
So. You know, and unfortunately, the first thing I told Emily, because I asked her too, I was like, how did bowling go? And for those of you who don't know, this is a group of friends that Andrew had before he met Emily. And
from high school.
And let's just say the first gathering didn't go so well, and there hasn't been one since. And, you know, they're pretty clicky, and I don't think they made you feel super welcome.
Yeah.
Anyway. My point to her was, like, regardless of what happened, and we all know what happened, they're going to sit around saying it's your fault.
Oh, I knew that.
They're going to blame it on you.
Like,
oh, he's
he
got
even
this
bailed,
new
said,
girlfriend. Yeah. She didn't want to hang around with us. She's too good for us. A radio chick. That's all going to come back. But
I didn't care.
It's not like you're burning a bridge. There was no bridge to begin with.
Right.
Because I knew that before he said, when he was like, I don't want to go, I was like, they're going to think it's me, but I don't care. Blame it on me if you want.
Like, did he like tell them why?
He told them the truth,
okay. Well, I mean, like, that's a pretty valid excuse.
Yeah,
I'm
not feeling it. We're not going to make it back because we're going to go down to Seattle. And so.
Right.
I would have shamed him. Like, how dare you plan this on my anniversary of my father's
death?
I hate you. Yeah. All of you. You suck. So where did you guys go in Capitol Hill? Because I'm up there, believe it or not, I'm up there all the time because my bike shop, Metier, is right there.
Well, it's funny because I actually texted Slow Joe and was like, what's that Mexican place you rave about? And it's
Fogon Cucina,
which apparently I've been to and I didn't know it. We've actually eaten there before, so we didn't end up going there, but it is a great place. I do recommend
it. Is that the one you and I went that one time and sat at the bar?
On Pike. This one's on Pine, so it's just like a block up.
Okay,
but we went to Bravos Ranchos. Is that what it?
I think that sounds familiar.
It used to be a taco truck that now is in like an old fast food building, but it was delicious.
Yeah.
I had a bean and rice bowl and it was so good. And then we just walked around. We went to the music store and the bookstore.
Rancho Bravo.
Yeah.
I've never been.
It was delicious.
I'm all over it.
Yeah.
I want to ask you about one thing. And Joe, this is probably more directed at you since you sort of live, I guess you would call it First Hill.
Yeah.
But it's Capitol Hill and your wife is a vegetarian. I'm probably not going to find the name of this place. I shouldn't have even looked.
You've been?
Yeah, and the funny part is I walked in there random happenstance one time because somebody at the bike shop recommended it. I was waiting, and I went there, and it's like the one place I've eaten. And then our boss and I went to lunch one day, and he's like, hey, I know this great place. You're going to love it.
Yeah.
And he ends up taking it's the one place I've been. I'm like, God, I was kind of looking to broaden my horizon, but I can't. I mean,
what kind of food?
It's like super healthy mostly vegan, vegetarian food.
You told me about this place once.
But it feels like you're eating in somebody's living room. Huh. It's really homey and cool.
Yeah, we've definitely never been there. At least I haven't.
Yeah, I can't even remember the name of it. Oh, well, screw it. Slojo, anything to add from your weekend?
Nah, our weekend was lame. Sophie was a little bit, you know, I had a sore throat in the middle of the week last week. She seemed to catch that towards the end of the week.
Coronavirus.
She didn't feel like doing anything.
It all came from Emily, by the way. Don't forget the sore. It infected everybody, except for me, because I have bee pollen.
Should have quarantined her. It was good, but very chill.
You know, it's... that storm we had over the weekend, I don't know how it affected you guys where you live, West Seattle or downtown, but we're out where I live. Mm-hmm. That storm was a real deal. Like 30,000 people lost power, bunch of trees. And I knew, like, I woke up Sunday morning knowing I had to do a really long ride. So you always just kind of hope for the best here. Yeah. And I look out the window and I'm in the garage actually, because I'm a crackhead. I got up at 5:30 and I'm doing laundry and cleaning. Don't tell me why. I actually asked myself to sleep in. It didn't listen.
Huh.
So I wake up and I hear all this noise. I'm like, what the shit is going on in the backyard? I open the backyard door and it's blowing like 30 miles an hour. It's pouring. I'm like, today is going to suck.
Yeah.
But I got to do it anyway. But anyway, so I start heading out towards like Maple Valley, Black Diamond, eventually go down to Enumclaw. I saw more downed trees than I have seen them. Like those work crews were out. Like I saw Xfinity guys, power guys trying to put it all back together. I mean, like massive trees. And there were just dudes out there in pickup trucks with chainsaws just trying to cut so they could get through the roads.
I was up in Woodinville. I didn't even know there was a storm.
See, like, it's so crazy. Well, that's a pretty far away, I guess.
It just sprinkled a little bit. But no, we didn't see any of it.
I have never seen carnage like that. Like, I couldn't even, for the most part, ride in the shoulder because there was so many pine cones and sticks
debris.
And dirt.
Yeah.
So it made it. I'm glad it was Sunday. There wasn't a lot of traffic, but half the time I had to ride in the road because there'd be like a giant log or something. And then I got to Enumclaw and it hailed on me, which.
That's wild.
Like, how big? Like pea size or baseball size?
I would say pretty small.
Cantaloupes?
No. That would have been. I think I would have pulled over at that point.
Yeah.
I would say, like, you know, the salt they put on streets when it's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it does hurt. It does hurt a little bit when it hits you in the face.
Especially if you're riding in it.
But it was
literally only like 30 seconds. But I'm like, F you. You know, you're raining on me. My feet are completely frozen. And now that's just like a little like. Bitch slap, you know, it's like, here's a little extra.
That's funny, because we didn't see any rain. It was a little bit, it was windy. It was cold because it was windy, but not like knock over tree windy. You know, I sent you that story about the dude, I think it was in Renton or something,
mm-hmm.
where this tree was so big it cut an apartment building in half.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like you took a knife to a cake.
But there were a lot of those. There was a lady on the news last night in Bellevue, same thing, except it landed on her car.
Right.
But it, like, you could not, the street was completely cut off. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy. It's a kind of thing where you don't have any idea, and then like for me, I go out on this bike ride. All of a sudden, I'm like, "Holy crap!" Like,
did something happen?
Yeah, like if I would have had a chill Sunday and never left, I would have never have known.
Right.
Was but there it a tornado?
It kind of looked like it.
These are like 200-year-old trees falling down.
30,000 people without power, like that's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, that was adventurous.
Hmm.
And then I got to Google frostbite though, because I did notice in the shower that one of my feet, it turned color. Almost looked like I had a birthmark, like a darker red color on my, and I'm like, is that like frost? I mean, it went away. I just rubbed it for a while.
Yeah.
But I'm like
the precursor of.
I'd like to know the limit of how long your feet can be frozen for before it causes damage.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's what I'd like to know. Because I literally, when I get in the shower, they're too painful to stand on.
Oof.
So I sit, and then I just sit there and I just rub them.
Did you have your feet warmers in there?
Oh, hell yeah.
And still?
I got wool socks. I got those little heating things in there, which nobody else uses it. I do. And then I have these plastic booties that go on over those.
Huh.
But the water, it doesn't matter what you do, it still runs down your leg, into your sock, and into your toes.
Oh.
And once cold water hits it that's 30 degrees, I don't think those little heater things do. Probably just, that turns into an ice block, probably. But Yet what I've learned is you can't go full defrost right away because it hurts too bad.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go slow. So you have to stand, you have to like go inside for a while. And the last time I just jumped in a hot shower and put my feet under hot water, that was a mistake.
Hurt.
Huh.
Yeah, you got to go slow. And it's funny, you sit there and you feel them and they are like icicles. And you have to just sit there and kind of rub them for, I don't know, man. It takes like 20 minutes. It's fine when you're riding because they're frozen. You don't even feel them.
Sounds miserable. Yeah.
It's the defrost part is the only part that really bothers me. Like, I mean, then when your feet change color.
They turn black. That's
then when your toe starts falling off. That's kind of bad.
I got the trench foot from the Vietnam. Well, does anybody have anything else?
That's it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. All right. Well, listen, guys, we love you. Come back tomorrow. We have a company truck owner. His name is Mike. A lot of trucks lately. So we'll be doing that for Share Your Salary. And we will see you then. Have a great day. We love you.
The Morning Wolfpack with Matt McAllister.
Weekday mornings from 5 till 9
on 100.7 The Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.